Quentin Tarantino has absolutely invented his own genre. I mean, you know what somebody means when they say a film is Tarantino-esque. But his films, and that's because his films don't fit into any other one drama. It's not just a Western or an action movie or a buddy comedy or a romantic adventure. It is all of the above.
But it has that sort of historical undercurrent. It deals with a very heavy, important subject in our history. And perhaps that makes the tone slightly more serious, but then it's got Tarantino-esque elements to it. Was getting the balance of the tone the most difficult thing in the film?
I would think that was, I think that was his genius in getting he and his editors and his producers and what they came up with was fantastic because we did the lifting in the acting department, but we were not, privy to the cutting of the film and how it played. And I think it was brilliant, man. Look, you could tell how comfortable we are doing these interviews because the movie is doing well. And anytime you have a movie that's doing well, the interviews are better. I just think that they did a fantastic job, and you just have to sit back and now just be entertained.
So many slave movies have been made in the past. Quite often they deal with the victims of slavery. And of course, it is about victims. But in this film, which is very refreshing, it's about heroes and vigilantes. And it turns it completely on its head. Was that refreshing for you guys to play it that way?
Yeah, refreshing and exciting. So often there's a white character who does the saving and the black characters are
who
victims.
Does the singing.
Yes, exactly.
You just saved everybody. White man just saved everybody. Go, white man.
That was amazing. Django, the musical.
Django, the musical.
But in this film, you have a black man who has a white mentor, but who, owns his own freedom and uses his freedom to rescue his wife and ride off into the sunset. It's awesome.
I think that was the most important thing was in reading the script when I said, I see the love story. And then Quentin was like, oh, wow. Yeah. you know what? Yeah, man. We should put more ingredients to the love story. That's gonna be crazy, right? and it started like that, but the way he just implemented Carrie, implemented Broomhilda, enough that when women go see this movie, now they feel like they can be a part of the Quentin Tarantino world because most of his movies didn't have that, or I don't know any of them had that type of love story. Yeah. So. It really made it jump off the page.
I'm sure when you get a call from Tarantino to be in this movie, you say yes. But because of the subject matter, did you, as African-Americans, did you find it something that you wanted to do even better and do to your best of your abilities? Did it have an extra relevance for you, do you think?
Absolutely.
It's two things. For one, Quentin Tarantino, if you get an opportunity to work with him, you do whatever it is. Two, we're superheroes now because the movie's doing so well. But all of us had good anxiety, meaning like we had that great butterfly, like we want to make sure that we make good with the African-American community. That's the most important thing. Then after that, you're pretty much golden. And to see black folks in the movie theater with their kids watching this movie and enjoying the film, that's what it was about. But we all went into it wanting to do our best, wanting to make sure that we respected the culture, respected our ancestors and everything like that. And then, I think the expertise, the smart, the spirit of the film, it just all worked in our favor.